this morning comes to us from the Gospel according to Matthew, found in chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory, and all the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates sheep from goats. And He will put the sheep at His right hand and the goats at the left. And the King will say to those at His right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by My Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and You gave me food. I was thirsty, and You gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and You welcomed me. I was naked, and You gave me clothing. I was sick, and You took care of me. I was in prison, and You visited me." The righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when was it that we saw You hungry and gave You food, or thirsty and gave You something to drink? And when was it that we saw You a stranger and welcomed You, or naked and gave You clothing? And when was it that we saw You sick or in prison and visited You?" And the King will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as You did it to the one of the least of these, who are members of My family, You did it to me." Then He will say to those at His left hand, "You that are cursed, depart from Me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and You gave me no food. I was thirsty, and You gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and You did not welcome me. Naked, and You did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and You did not visit me." And then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw You hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not take care of You?" Then He will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as You did not do it to one of the least of these, You did not do it to Me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." This ends the reading and the hearing of God's holy word.